Okay, so this is Parshas Truma, talks about the building of the Mishkan. And it starts off by HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael, "Be'ichului Truma, me'es kalisha she'idvenu li b'aytichu es trumasi." It's to gather funds, fundraising. It's to gather funds, be'ichului Truma, to receive to get a gift. Me'es kalisha she'idvenu li b'aytichu, from any amount that a person wants to give, they should give. Rashi tells us very simply what this pasuk is telling us is that Klal Yisrael gave it willingly. There was no, it wasn't coerced, it wasn't forced, there was no pressure. Whatever you wanted to give, you give to the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mefarshim all are bothered by the following things. We know that the Torah is very, very, very succinct. And it doesn't like to talk about things that are not relevant to right now. Everything in the Torah is relevant to right now, which means all the process of building of the Mishkan and the fundraising for the Mishkan is obviously relevant to us right now. And the question is, how so? There is no more Mishkan, there's no mitzvah of building the Mishkan anymore. So how is that relevant to us today? Okay, so you have in front of you, it's like this. I think the name of the shir was Finding Your Purpose in Life. Rabbi Nachman tells us in Lamed Dalid Dalid, a very famous concept. I picked Rabbi Nachman just because I think it's a good source for it. And we know every Jew has a tafkid. Every Jew has a purpose. There's a purpose that every Jew comes down to this world in order to complete. There's a certain job, there's a certain tachlis. And if you don't fulfill that purpose, then you'll have to come back. That's what's taking Mashiach so long to come, is the fact that every Jew has to fulfill their purpose. And like I said, it's a job that only you have, and only I have, and no one else can fulfill that job. It's the famous line from Rav Zusha that Rav Zusha used to say that, I'm not afraid when I get up to Shemayim whether they're going to ask me why I wasn't Rav Melech or why I wasn't the Baal Shem Tov. I'm afraid they're going to ask me why I wasn't Rav Zusha. Meaning that you have a specific job. And that job, by the way, can be to fulfill a certain mitzvah. It could also be to avoid a certain avera. There's a certain avera that your job is to come down here and to be a firm Jew and avoid that avera. Or it could be that your job is to come down here and to do that certain mitzvah in a certain way. Rabbi Nachman writes this in Lamed Dalet, Kutimiran Lamed Dalet Dalet, V'chol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael, yesh boi b'chinas tzadik moishel. It's a very famous piece from Rabbi Nachman, that every Jew has a certain quality about him, that he's a tzadik. Meaning, there's a certain quality that in that area, you're a tzadik, meaning that's your job. Your job is to be the tzadik in that area. Shu b'chinas meloi pum, k'moish ha'kasav, as the pasuk says, v'amech kulam tzadikim. And he says a line later, "Kiyesh b'chol echad miYisrael davar yoker." Every Jew has a certain important quality, shubchinis nakuda, a certain element. It could be small, it could be big. Masha'ein b'chavera, that your friend does not have. There's a certain job that you have that your friend doesn't have. And whether your friend is a big tzaddik, it doesn't matter. It just comes to mind. There's the source. I don't have this in front of me, but the source for saying kaddish. It's a very interesting medrash. It's a medrash in Zohar. It's a Zohar Chai that the medrash writes. You know the story of why we say Kaddish, for a mourner. So there's a medrash. The medrash says that Rav Akiva was once traveling. And I'll say very quickly that Rav Akiva was once traveling and he saw a man that was naked, that was black, blackened by soot, by like burning, by ash. And he was running while carrying wood. So obviously this would be one of those that would shake you up a little bit. So Rabbi Akiva saw, and Rabbi Akiva realized that he wasn't alive. This was a soul of a man running. This was not a person who's alive. So he asked the person to stop, and he asked them, what's your deal? So he said that he was a person who did a lot of averas in his lifetime. According to some midrashim, some nuschos of the medrash, he did every avera while he was alive. And his punishment is, every day, he gathers wood, and they burn him in the wood. Every day. So therefore he's running to gather the wood and to bring the wood back to Gehenna. So Rav Akiva said, is there anything I could do? So he said, I overheard the malachim who punished me. I overheard them once saying, he had a son. This person had a son who wasn't religious. And he overheard them saying that if somehow his son could become religious and go to shul and be chazan and say kaddish, it would protect him very much. So the story goes that Rav Akiva found the son, taught him taught him to say Kaddish, taught him to be Chazan. And the Medrash goes on that every time, every step along the way, the second he started going to shul, they stopped punishing him. The second he started saying Kaddish, they took him out of Gehenna, and eventually he was in Gan Eden. So that's the Medrash. So it's very interesting about that Medrash is the fact that you have Rav Akiva there. I think it was Rav Gifter or Rav Schwab, one of them pointed this out. You have Rav Akiva there. Rav Akiva said, is there anything I could do? So ask Rav Akiva to say Kaddish. There's no greater Kaddish in the world than Rav Akiva. So ask Rav Akiva to say Kaddish. So the answer is, it must be, that that son, by him saying Kaddish, accomplished more than Rav Akiva saying Kaddish, even though that son was barely from, and Rav Akiva was the Tzaddik Yisad Olam. I think that just backs up that there are certain things that you have to accomplish that other tzaddikim can't. So when it comes to Kaddish, it accomplishes more by having a child of the person saying Kaddish than the tzaddik Yisrael Elam saying Kaddish. That's what Rabbi Nachum means, that there's a certain element that you're a tzaddik that he isn't. And there's a certain thing that only you could accomplish. And he says, Kemaisa da Abayev Abu Umna. Like Abay and Abu Umna. So what's the story of Abay and Abu Umna? So I printed this out. It's the second Maramakam. This is a Gemara in Tainus. Daf Chafalaf and Mebez. We'll run through it quickly. It's one of my father's favorite Gemaras. That Abu Umna was a doctor. He was like one of these very good doctors. Doesn't say that he was so, learned, but he was a very honest doctor. And the Gemara says, Abu Umna, this doctor, Hava Osi Le Shalma Lemimasifta de Rakiva Kol Yoima. Every day, there would be a heavenly voice that would say hello to Abu Umna. Every day, he would get a heavenly greeting. Whatever that means, a heavenly greeting. Whether it means, it probably doesn't mean that he actually heard something, it probably meant that he felt something. But every day, the Shemayim would greet this Abu Umna. Every day. The Gemara continues, L'Abaya kol mali yoyme d'shabsa. Abaya would only get a greeting once a week. And L'Rava kol mali yoyme d'kipure. And Rava would only get one once a year. So this Abu Umna is getting a greeting every day, when Abaya gets it once a week, and Rava gets it once a year. So the Gemara says, Hava kachol shadayt d'Abaya. Mishum Daba Umna. Abaya started getting sad. He was depressed. Imagine you work your whole life for something, and Abaya is getting a greeting once a week. And this Abu Umna, who was nowhere near the greatness of Abaya, and he's getting a greeting every day. So the Gemara says, Amrulay, the heavenly voice responded to Abaya, Leimotzis Lamevid Ke'uvde. You can't do what he does. Meaning, it's not that he's greater than you, but there's a certain quality, there's a certain job that he has that you don't have, and you can't do what he does. What does he do? The Gemara continues that he was a doctor that was very, very honest, and he was very worried about modesty. So he would make sure that the men and the women were separate, and the story goes on that when the women would bloodletting, which I can't imagine, I think it was, based on the Gemaras, it was in the top of the shoulder. It seems from the Gemaras it was the top of the shoulder, which I guess it makes sense. But so, for a person to take off, if they had a robe, right, if you're going to reveal your top shoulder, you would roll up your clothing to reveal your top shoulder. So that would leave the women not dressed. He had a special garment made that had a slit, like a Shark Tank idea. He had a special garment that had a special slit so that women could do it modestly. And he would separate the waiting rooms. He was very, very careful. And this is something that only he could do. So says Rabbi Nachman, that's an example of Abba Umna had his tafkid. And his tafkid was that. And he got a greeting every day because he fulfilled his tafkid. And Abaya got a greeting once a week because Abaya had a much more difficult tafkid. His tafkid was to leave Klal Yisrael. But the point is, there's a certain quality that every Jew has, both in positive mitzvahs and in negative commandments, which is to avoid and to accomplish something, and then that's just for you. So the difficult, and by the way, you have to figure that out. It's important that you figure that out, because if you don't figure it out, you've got to come back. You don't want that. So the question, what I'm going to try to talk about today is, how do you know what your tafkid is? How does a Jew figure that out? There's no Arizal. One of the amazing things, if you read about the story of Shmuel and Shaul, Shaul was going to Shmuel. One of the reasons why they would go to Nevi'im all the time is because they would constantly go to Nevi'im. They would go to Nevi'im for small things. The pasuk says that Shaul lost some sheep. So he was going to Shmuel, the Navi, to ask him where his sheep is. some of the Mefarshim explain, I think Reb Tzadik explains, what that means is they would go to the Nevi'im to tell them their tafkid. The Nevi'im would just sit and look at you and say, your tafkid is to be an honest doctor, and your tafkid is to say Amen 1,000 times, and your tafkid, and just boom, boom, boom. The Arizal was like that. The Arizal was capable of that. We haven't had people that are capable of that in a very, very, very long time. But the Arizal was capable of that. There are stories in the Shivchei Ari. The Shivchei Ari, which is a very legitimate sefer, brings down that there's a very famous story. There's thousands of stories with the Arizal about this. But just one story that comes to mind is the Al-Shech HaKadosh. The Al-Shech HaKadosh, who's buried near the Arizal, was one of the leaders in the same era as the Arizal. He's known, obviously, for his Pirush on Chumash, the Al-Shech HaKadosh, his Pirush on Tanakh. So the story goes that the Al-Shech desperately wanted to go to the Arizal Shir and Kabbalah. And the Arizal said, no, you cannot come. And the Al-Shech is like, I think I'm ready. Put me in, coach. I think I'm ready. So the Arizal said, after much persistence, the Arizal said, listen, you could come to the Shir, but because you're Tafkid is not to learn Kabbalah, it's not going to work. And the story goes that every time he would come to the shir, he would fall asleep. The second the Arizal would start talking, he would fall asleep. And then the second he was done, he would wake up. And he kept on trying, to do this, and it didn't work. It just didn't work. And he asked the Arizal, and he started to get very depressed. Like, why is this not working? So the Arizal said, in your previous lifetime, you were a big mekubal. But the one thing you didn't do that much is focus on Tanakh. So in your lifetime, your tafkid is to write svarim on Tanakh and not to focus on Kabbalah at all. That's not your tafkid right now. So the Arizal helped him. And thank God. And the Al-Shech, if not for the Arizal, then maybe the Al-Shech would have not written the Al-Shech. So a Jew has to have his tafkid, but the question is, how do you know what that is? By the way, Rav Itcher Meir just points out that because you don't know what your tafkid is, that's why you have to keep all Torah mitzvahs, obviously, because you don't know what your tafkid is, so you got to try to excel in everything. But that's obviously a very complicated and very difficult thing. So let's talk about this. So look at number Gimel. There's an essay about this from the Leket Amarim, which is of Yaakov Meir Schechter, in Chelik Bey is Daf Mem Zayin. He says in the lines, I underline some of the lines, he says, for a Jew to know his tafkid, you need help from Hashem and you need to help Hashem on your own. You got to do your part and Hashem got to do his part. You have to put effort. You have to try to search out what it is. What we're going to talk about in two stages. We'll talk about in positive mitzvahs and in negative commandments. How do I know what my positive mitzvah is? What's my positive mitzvah that I'm supposed to focus on? A Jew can't focus on everything. You should try, but it's not easy. So he says, obviously, listen, you need siyata d'shmai. You need help from heaven. You should daven. Part of davening should be, is Hashem, please help me see what my purpose is. Pray to Hashem that Hashem should have rachmanis. That Hashem should lighten up that nekuda, that moment, that particular aspect of your existence, Hashem should light up. But he says in the next paragraph, in the second paragraph, with the underline, but says Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter, how does a Jew know what his tafkid is? So very simply, and this is a big yesod, and that is, when, after a while of keeping Torah mitzvahs on a consistent level, over time, you might notice that you're drawn to a certain element, that you're drawn to a certain type of learning, that you're drawn to a certain mitzvah, that you're drawn to a certain hanhaga. Or you're drawn to a certain type of learning. Listen, every kid, you can't trust a 13-year-old kid to say, I only like Mishnayos, that's my tafkid. No, that doesn't work. Because he's a kid, he doesn't know what he's doing. You can't let a kid make such a big decision. So that's why a kid has to learn halacha, and he has to learn gemara, and he has to learn tanakh, and he has to learn everything. But at a certain age, you're 20, you're 30, you're 40, you're 50, at a certain age, if it's just nothing else is working. I found it with myself. I remember, I'll never forget where I was. I was in Eretz Yisrael in 10th grade, and I came across a certain sefer and halacha, and it just felt different. It just felt different. As I say, it was love at first sight. It just felt different. And every time I try to drop it, and I try other things, it just doesn't last. There's a certain, over time, you're drawn to a certain limud, you're drawn to a certain quality of life, there's a certain strength that you have. Says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, v'cheinu margish ba'atz mekishron miyuchod, oichush hergeshein ba'acherim, or there's a certain sensitivity that you have that other people don't have. Sarach leida lahamin, a Jew has to know and has to believe, she'ein zem min amikra, this is not coincidental. Eloremez borem Hashem Yisbarach, it's a sign from Hashem, k'dei she'yeide nechayna mahi nekudasai v'nyoneh miyuchod la'avd l'amlicha yisbarach b'zeh, that's a sign that that's your job. Maybe your job, I probably would have given this example even if you weren't there, maybe you're a doctor and you just find that you're nicer and more sensitive to other patients. Maybe your job is to be the kind doctor that makes a Kiddush Hashem. Or maybe if you find that you're very into saying Tehillim, maybe your job is to say Tehillim. Now, obviously the only way to do this is you have to have consistent Yiddishkeit over a long period of time, but you'll see patterns. And the job is to not let those patterns fall away, to jump on that. The sign whether you're tafkid in certain qualities of mitzvah say is what are you drawn to? What are you drawn to when it comes to learning? And by the way, at a certain age, you can't force it anymore. The people that are trying to force it when you're 25, 30, 35, it's a mistake. At a certain point in your life, you have to just say, it's just not working. So find something that works. This is a very big aside from the Ishbitzer that I'm sure my brother always talked about, which is from last week's parasha, that the Pasuk says at the end of, 2 weeks ago, the Pasuk says at the end of Yisrael, don't make golden metal gods. So the Ishbitzer used to say, what it means is don't make Yiddishkeit into metal. That it's so rigid and it's so structured that if you don't learn this and this type of thing, you're a shegetz. It doesn't work like that. You have to, Klal Yisrael is like a symphony. There has to be a person playing the harp, and there has to be a person playing the violin, and everyone can't be doing the same thing. If everyone's doing the same thing, then it's not going to work. And he says a very, very interesting proof to this. I'll just read it together, because it's much fascinating. V'ri'isi b'sefer told us Adam shem ha'gra. The Sefer told us Adam writes in the name of the Gra. Amashenem recham is dabri v'goliyas. I'll tell you what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says that the story goes that David HaMelech was a young lad, as the Pasuk described, and this is the origin story of David HaMelech. This is before he became David HaMelech. He was sent by his father to bring cheese and to bring wine to his brothers at war. And the Pasuk says that he went to the front battles, and what does he see? He sees Goliath. Now every day Goliath would walk to the front of the line and he would scream to the Jewish army because they were lined up against each other, who has the strength to face me? And no one did, and he would make fun of Klal Yisrael, make fun of Hashem, because no one had the strength to face Goliath. So one day David HaMelech shows up, a young little kid at the time, the Pasuk says he wasn't very big, and David HaMelech says, what's going on? And he hears this and he says, I'll come and attack. So Shaul HaMelech, who was the king of the army at the time, says, I don't think it's a good idea. It's suicide. So David HaMelech says the following. Ve'yomer David el Shaul. David HaMelech says to Shaul, Roya hayo avdecha la'aviv, b'tzayin. David HaMelech is trying to throw his case. He's trying to defend himself of why he's worthy enough to fight Goliath. He says, Roya hayo avdecha la'aviv, b'tzayin. I was a shepherd to my father. Uboha ariv es adoiv. And one day a lion and a bear came, vinasa sehma eder, and the lion and the bear carried away a sheep. So this very interesting story is that a lion and a bear show up, they schlep away a sheep from my flock, says David, v'yatsasi acharav, and I ran after it, v'hikesiv, and I hit them, and I smote them, v'tsaltiv mipiv, and I saved that sheep from the lion and from the bear, v'yokam alai v'chzakti b'ziknai, I grabbed the beard of the lion, the akasiv, the himasiv, gamis ari, the gamis adoiv, and I split the head open of the lion, I killed the lion, and I killed the bear. So this plishti, this uncircumcised plishti, this Goliath, he'll be like one of these, because he's making fun, he's blasphemizing the true king God. So what? Okay, so that's the story. Says the Gra, Hine betevis v'nosa seh me ha'eder. I'll tell you what he says outside. The pasuk says, when he's describing this very interesting story of a lion and a bear schlepping away the sheep, the seh, there's a kri and a ksiv. Kri and a ksiv means some words in Tanakh are written one way, but they're read a different way. So it's written seh, it's written zeh in the pasuk, this. Instead of sheep, it said, they carried away this, that the lion and the bear carried away this, but the way we read it is that it says seh, they carried away the sheep. So why is there a kri and a ksiv? Again, it says in the pasuk that he's describing that the lion and the bear carried away the sheep, but in the pasuk itself it says he carried this away. What's this? So says the Gra like this. The Gra says the following, three lines in the bottom. Says the Gra, the Omer HaGra shesoida kriva ksiv kanhu. The Gra says that there's a medrash that explains this. Deisa b'medrash sha'achar shehitzel David es aseh mitaref ha'ariv ha'doiv. A very weird, sad twist to this story. It's like the YouTube videos where someone saves like a little mouse, and then after they release the mouse, just a hawk comes in. So David HaMelech saves the sheep from this bear and the lion, but Medrash says, what does he do instantly after this? He slaughters the sheep, takes the wool off the sheep, and makes a shirt out of it. So when he says in the pasuk that he was telling Shaul that a lion and a bear carried away the sheep, it actually says zeh, this, because he was pointing to his shirt. They carried this away. Okay. Why would he do that? Why would he just saved them. Why would he slaughter? It's like a really weird twist to the end of that pasuk. So says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter in the top paragraph on the left, he explains a very big yesod in this, continues in the theme of what we're talking about, of identifying your tafkid, that again, the way to identify your tafkid when it comes to positive mitzvahs and qualities of life is to see what you're drawn to. That if you're someone that's drawn to chesed, and there are people that are drawn to chesed, like Eitan Hachser, he's not here, but he's a very, very holy Jew, and he's drawn to like these Chai Lifeline and these Yachad, he's capable of doing that. I can't do that stuff. I mean, my uncle had Down syndrome, maybe that has to do with it, but there are certain people that could just do these things. I can't do certain things, but other people can. That's not a coincidence. It's not just like, oh, okay, you're into chesed, or you're a good bal tefillah, or you're able to give tzedakah. These things are not coincidental. So says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, Iker goydloi v'toikif uzei shel David HaMelech Yisrael ha'isa, shleimus amunah kadayisha shebekirba ashkacha pratis, al kol nelem al kol tenua. David HaMelech was very sensitive to everything that happened to him. He knew that everything that happened to him, there was no coincidence. That everything that he was drawn to, every emotion that he had, every feeling that he had, was, as they say, gecheshmend, it was thought out. And therefore, she'ein shum mikra klal ba'olam, David HaMelech knew there's no such thing as a coincidence. There's no coincidences by Jews. And therefore, continuing in the underline, ve'im kein kisharod David HaMare hazeh, she'snaplu arba arayes v'shloisha David malatzayin. The Medrash actually tells us that it wasn't one lion and one bear, it was actually four lions and three bears that carried away the sheep. And they're fighting over the sheep. The Tarfu Same Eide, and they're grabbing the sheep that he was in charge of watching. So what does he do? Again, as the Pasuk says, David HaMelech instantly runs after these sheep to save the sheep from being slaughtered. And not only did he save the sheep, he killed all the bad guys. So David HaMelech says, this is a very weird, if you were a therapist, this is a very weird action for David to do. He was a shepherd of probably a lot of sheep. And one of the sheep was grabbed away by three bears and four lions. For him to run after them is probably not a good idea. And he knew this. But he found himself running after the sheep. And he was blown away by this. His boinein ba'atzma, he was thinking about this. B'maisa ha'pela hazeh. How strange this was. Ad kama shekin al maisa teref. How much it bothered him that this sheep was being carried away. Ad heichon haya oimitz libay. And how much courage he had. Maybe even a little crazy courage. Shalei chosh lehilochim im shivachayis tarfiz nerois. That he ran after them. That he instantly just ran after them. And he thought about this. What's going on over here? That's a very, very strange reaction. And David HaMelech didn't just chalk it up to be like, okay, oh well. He knew that if it's happening to him, it means it's a sign. That's a sign to what his tafkid is. So go to the next paragraph. Elisha Hashem Yisbarach Heraloi Kanes Oitzim Koichai Gvurasai Bar Heichan Magia Oimetz Liba V'Koich Nitzchunai V'al Kol HaKoich HaGadol Azat Tzarech Laham Luchas Hashem Yisbarach V'lasiz B'zat Toivu Liyisrael Am Kedoshai. David HaMelech recognized that this action was not a coincidence, this was not a small thing. This was a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of what his tafkid is. That his tafkid is to use his strength to protect Klal Yisrael. That sheep that's being carried away by the seven Chayis Rois is a symbolism of the Jewish people that are being carried away by very scary individuals. And the fact that he instantly ran after that means that he has the strength to protect Klal Yisrael. So it wasn't a coincidence and wasn't a small thing. He recognized that was his tafkid. His tafkid is that he's a very strong person and that he has to use that strength in order to serve Hashem and to protect the Jewish people. And therefore, says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, "Kedei shenchesh b'nevesh ezeh lo yishtachach menu." And therefore, he knew that epiphany is much more important than the life of that sheep. So what he did was, in order to always remember what his tafkid is, he made a clothing out of that sheep. That was his way of internalizing the message and realizing that his tafkid is to protect Klal Yisrael. And therefore he says, therefore he wore it as always as a remembering, that action, that feeling of rachmanis, of caring for that sheep, ad kedei kach, that he's willing to put his life on the line, for a vulnerable animal, that feeling, he didn't want that feeling to go away. Therefore, lizgayis l'shav shuraya amitz lev u'mumcha miyucha b'mina b'mara hatzayin elahamden ashtavi ashar ruya shiyucha lahalis hakoyach v'agvura nitzchan hazeh man kvoit shmo yisbarach. And he knew that it's just a matter of time before that courage that's inside of him will, instead of being used to protect a small sheep, will be used to protect the Jewish people. He recognized that. And therefore, instantly after this story, he goes and he walks and he sees Goliath oppressing Klal Yisrael. And therefore, he uses that very strength in order to protect the Jewish people. That's the flow of the pasuk when Shaul asks him, "What are you doing? This is suicide." And he says, "No, you don't realize. Look at this shirt. This shirt is what I use to protect this sheep that he eventually killed, but to protect that sheep from seven Chayis Rois, that was his way of telling Shaul, I'm not just a strong person, this is my tafkid. My tafkid is to protect Klal Yisrael. That's my tafkid. And once you know that, it's like a burden off your shoulder once you recognize that. Your tafkid might be to do chesed, and once you know that, then you have direction. Then David HaMelech knew what it was about, then there was nothing stopping him. Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, I don't have it in front of you. You turn to the back of the page. Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter continues that there's a very famous story with Rav Zusha. That Rav Zusha apparently was a kid, and Rav Zusha was a very interesting character, by the way. If anyone who I always equate him with Rav Adis. If you ever watch Rav Adis, watch videos of Rav Adis. To me, there's a similar type of tzaddik, which is just intensity that you can't control. They talk about Rav Zusha. There's stories about Rav Zusha that. That every time the Mezuzah Magid would start giving a shir, when the Mezuzah Magid would say the first word, Vayedaber, Zusha would start screaming out, Vayedaber, Oy Vayedaber, Oy Vayedaber, and they would have to carry him out because he was making too much of a ruckus. And he would just stand outside just screaming Vayedaber and talking about Hashem. There's a certain level of intensity. So the story goes that Zusha, when he was a little kid, I don't know how young, seems to be an adolescent, he was very difficult. And he was fighting with his parents all the time because he was a very intense individual. And he overheard some chassidim once say, like, Halavai Rav Zusha would, this young Rav Zusha would use that strength for Hashem. And it hit him that he could use that intensity in davening. And he could use that intensity in learning and that intensity in helping Klal Yisrael. And then, boom, it was like a lightning bolt. The way to tell your tafkid when it comes to positive mitzvahs and positive anhagas very clearly is what you're drawn to. You have to be very sensitive to what you're good at. What you're good at is not just, oh, he's good at this. There's no coincidence. And therefore, if a Jew is, if you're very good at cheering up people, then maybe that's your tafkid. The Gemara, by the way, in Tainis, Daf Chav Beis continues that there was a certain Amar, I don't remember, I think it was Rav Mnuna, that he was walking with Eliyahu Hanavi my father, it's one of my father's favorite Gemaras, I think it was Rav Mnuna, that he was walking, Abba Chilkia, nope, Rav Mnuna, I think it was Rav Mnuna, that he was walking, I don't know, it doesn't matter, my tafkid is not to remember things. So Rav Mnuna was walking with Eliyahu Hanavi in a shuk, and he asked Eliyahu Hanavi, is there anybody in here that's going to Gan Eden? So he pointed to a couple jesters, people that were clowns. And he was talking to them, and they said that they do is they just try to cheer up Jews. And that was it. The Gemara continues, but that's the basic concept. That's their tafkid. Once you know your tafkid, then it's beautiful. You know what you're doing. And therefore, when it comes to learning, over time, realize what you enjoy. You still have to do the other things, because a Jew has to be a well-rounded individual, but the focus will be on that type of limud. And if your tafkid is davening, then that'll be the focus of your Yiddishkeit. You do everything else, but that'll be the focus. That's all when it comes to positive mitzvahs. How do you know what your tafkid is when it comes to negative averis? Obviously, you have to avoid negative averis. But you also have a tafkid when it comes to negative averis, which means that there's a certain avera that you have to avoid at all costs. Everyone is going to slip up, but there's a certain area that you cannot slip up in. How do you know what your tafkid is when it comes to negative averis? So this on the back, we'll just run through this very quickly. I open this up randomly. This is Rav Itcher Meyer, his sefer on Maseches Brachos. We'll run through it together. He says, I want to explain the Gemara. It's not for now. What the Gemara is, based on the Arizal. The Arizal says the following. A lot of this is going to be a review from the last 15 minutes. That the Arizal said that every Jew has a certain thing that he's supposed to fix. And every Jew is sent down to fix that avodah prati, to fix that inyan. That negative avera that maybe in your previous lifetime you were nichshol in your previous lifetime you were nichshol in lashon hara, this lifetime you have to fix that. And that has to be your focus. Your focus has to be avoiding lashon hara, if that's your tafkid. More so than avoiding other averas. You have to avoid all shes alois, I say, all 365, but there has to be a focus. By the way, this is from Brachas in the Hosafos Daf Vav Amud Aleph, at the back of the Masechta. And he says, and therefore, if you don't know your tafkid, you have to just do everything. You have to excel in everything. But he says, Ach kvar gila rabbeinu arizal b'sefer shara gigulim, how do you know what your tafkid is? So he said, when it comes to positive mitzvahs, your tafkid is the thing that you are just drawn to, the thing that you enjoy the most. If your tafkid is, you know, if you're very good at singing and playing the guitar for Kumzitsin, then you do it in a holy way. That's your tafkid, whatever it may be. And by the way, Jews are complex. You might have multiple tafkidim. It doesn't mean that you have one thing. And it doesn't mean also that if you do it, then you're just going to drop dead. That's not how it works either. People think that, like, oh, you said 100 amens. It doesn't work like that either. But the point is, you could have multiple. But how do you know what your negative avera tafkid is to avoid? So he says, Aidei sheyisboinin ha'odem menavshoi, be'eze dover ba'avoydes Hashem yisbarach hayetze hara mafriya le'ma'oid. The way to tell is, you have to figure out, what do you struggle with the most? What you struggle with the most, that's a sign, that dafka with that thing, that's what you're supposed to bring to Hashem. Hashem specifically makes you struggle with a certain area because that's what you're supposed to fix. And that's why you struggle with it. I mentioned this mushel many, many times, and that is that if you've ever seen, like, you know, I don't know, I'm sure in, like, in the Lord of the Rings type of thing where they talk about it, or in, like, a shooting movie, these type of things, where you have someone that's protecting the king, or protecting the area, if someone's running towards a very holy, a very, very important area, and they have to shoot that person. So, if he's far away, they'll try to shoot him, try to take their shot slowly. But if he's getting closer, If someone's getting closer to the wall, you just unload. Because he's getting too close to something and we just got to take him down. It's a similar with the Yetzer Hara. When the Yetzer Hara knows that you're getting into something that's very, very important for you, he unloads. And therefore it's dafka, the thing that you struggle with the most, that's your tafkid. Because the reason why you struggle with the most is because the Yetzer Hara knows, listen, the Yetzer Hara is like, I don't care if he keeps every negative commandment, but if he stops saying Lashon Hara, that's his tafkid. And therefore, Lashon Hara is what he's going to struggle with the most. Or more practical. I don't care what he does. He could be a tzaddik yisad olam, but if he stops seeing movies that he shouldn't be seeing, if he stops websites that he shouldn't be going to, that's his tafkid. You know what? He's going to struggle with that the most. That's a sign that that's where you're supposed to be. Rav Tzadik, we're not going to read it inside, but Rav Tzadik says the same Yisrael in Sikkas HaTzadik Ois Memtes, and he has a very beautiful twist on the Gemara. The Gemara famously says, Ein Adam Oymir B'Divrei Torah Ad She'Nechshel Bo. What does that mean? That means on a simple level, you only know halacha, you only know Torah after you make a mistake. So what does that mean? Very simply, there's a certain halacha, I've told you guys a story many times, there's a certain halacha that B'li Neder, Baruch Abezes Hashem, I will never forget because I messed up on it in a really bad way and I had to call up a lady. She called me up, I'll never forget this, I was very young. I just started learning kashrus and I was giving a shir in Hashavina's old center. We were giving Gemara shir and someone called and I quickly answered the phone. And it was she had an onion that she diced in a part of a food processor. It was an onion that was cut with a fellatio knife, whatever it was. And she said, what's the status of the food processor? And I said, was the knife that cut the onion used in 24 hours? And she said, no. So I said, then it's fine. Click. I was like very proud of myself. Like, look how fast I paskin. Like, so I remember my father looked at me and my father's like, that wasn't the 24 hours. Doesn't matter about onions. And I said, you're right. He was 100% right, and I just forgot. And I had to call her up, and I had to tell her, you know, I'm sorry, I don't know, and you should probably be speaking to someone who does. You should probably be calling a rabbi who knows things. And I was very embarrassed. By the way, completely on the side, I said it was fine. She called me up a day later, she said she spoke to Rabbi Steinberg, who also said it's fine. So my initial reaction was like, oh, Rabbi Steinberg also messed up. The answer is, no, he didn't. He was much more knowledgeable, and he knew certain loopholes that I figured out later on. So you never forget that halacha because I messed up on it. And once you mess up on something, you hopefully don't make the same mistake twice. But says Rav Tzadik, a deeper inyan of what that Gemara means, of Ein Adam Oymir B'Divrei Torah Ad She'Nechshel Bo, which again simply means that you are able to understand Torah after you make a mistake. But says Rav Tzadik, it's much deeper than that. Ein Adam Oymir B'Divrei Torah, if you want to know what your tafkid is in Torah, Nechshel Bo, see what you're constantly messing up on. That's your tafkid. Once you're nechshel in something and you're constantly making the same mistake, you just can't get to minyan. There are people like this. You're looking at one of them. Baruch Hashem, I've gotten a lot better because a certain mekubal gave it to me over the head recently. But this is like going online. I don't care. But it was always something that I struggled with. Going to minyan was always very hard for me, and it didn't make any sense. Or Baruch Hashem, I haven't missed Shnai Mikvei Chatargim in like 7 or 8 weeks. I'm very proud of it. So I remember I was learning with someone. I told you guys, I was learning with a doctor. And he says, you don't do Shnai Mikra. And I said, not really. And he's like, you learn all day. I was like, I know, but I just don't have the time for it. He's like, you learn all day. So you should have the time more than anybody else. So, you know, there's certain things you just struggle and it doesn't make any sense. Why can't you just get up? Right? What does the Mishnah Berurah famously say in the beginning of Aruch Chaim? Mishnah Berurah says, and it's 100% true, if someone were to tell you that there's $5 million waiting for you if you just get up by 7 o'clock, you'll be up at 7 o'clock. And you're a firm Jew, you believe that the reward of going to Minyan is greater than $5 million. Why can't you just get out of bed? What's the answer? It's, I'm tired. Or, maybe your tafkid is to go to shul. And the Yetzer Hara's talk is stronger with you than it is in other areas. And you're giving the same effort that you give to learning or to not saying Lashon Hara or to eating kashrus, and you don't realize that he's at a level 10 right now. You got to up your game because that's your tafkid. That's how you know your tafkid. V'lochein, on the third paragraph of this page, let's read the next two paragraphs and we'll stop. If you see that there's a certain quality that the Yetzirah is not letting up, by the way, don't be depressed by that. Let's say there's a certain, just very simple, I'm just talking this way because we're talking to men, and as Rabbi Nachman said, this is the last test of the last generation. If let's say you just can't, you're from Yid, and you do everything right, but there are certain movies and there's certain things you just don't turn off. You shouldn't be embarrassed by that. You shouldn't be disgusted by that. It just means that that's your tafkid. It's an opportunity. He says, Yovin Mizeh, realize the daika al davers at Sarach Lizgabi. You should be embarrassed of the Avera. But you shouldn't think of yourself as a disgusting human being. You should just realize that that's your tafkid. And therefore, daika al davers at Sarach Lizgabi Kari. You just have to put in more effort. Lishtada Lishbor Chaymes Habarzel Shaklipa Ami Denegdai. You just have to break down those walls that the klipa is surrounding you. The daika b'hachduchta gonis ha'oitzer ha'godol. And dafka behind that avera that you're struggling with the most is the great reward, ha'shalemana sholcha nishmasa la'alma hadein, that is the purpose of why your soul was sent down here. It's the same thing as positive mitzvahs. It's just a reverse. Positive mitzvahs is what you're drawn to, that's your tafkin. And negative avera says that's also what you're drawn to, that's your tafkin. And he says, b'vada yedei she'yis'akesh lishbaris yitzrei. If you're strong, and you break that midah, you'll be fine. The Baal Tanya writes this in Perichah Fei, in Tanya and Perichah Fei, that if you put in the same amount of effort, Yetzirah against Yetzitav, same amount of effort, Yetzitav will win every single time. It's just effort. And this is why, what does this have to do with our parsha? I started off by saying, the pasuk starts off, that Hashem tells Moshe, V'yikhuli truma me'ez kolisha she'edvenu li by tikrus trumasi, to gather funds for the Mishkan. So the question is, what does that have to do with us? When I read that pasuk, what does that tell me about me? So there's a very famous yisoid of the Nesiva Shalom. And this is Rav Itcher Meir says, just read this paragraph. B'shamati mepeg kodshashur avakadosh v'shalom nochem mislonim zeichot tzadiv kodesh l'vrocha. Rav Itcher Meir says, I heard this from the mouth of the Nesiva Shalom. Rav Shalom Noach of Slonim. Sha'amar b'shem Baal Shem Tov, that he heard this from the Baal Shem Tov, the Neshem of the Baal Shem Tov. Dezeu bira kosov. V'yichu, I might open this up this week, on Sunday, just Hashkacha Pradis. V'yichu li truma me'ez kolishe she'edvenu libay. That Moshe Rabbeinu was told to take a truma, to take a donation. Me'ez kolishe she'edvenu libay, that from any person's heart's desires, take it and make the Mishkan with that. What does it mean, truma? Truma, says the Baal Shem Tov, which we know means a donation. Huloshen harama means to lift up. You know what it means? You want to build a Mishkan. How do you do that? Shetzaruch adam laharim lahashem. You have to lift up and give to God a donation. Esa sheyidvenu libay. What your heart desires. Not to give the amount that your heart desires. You want to give a donation to Hashem? Look whatever your heart desires. Look at the taivas, look at the things that you're drawn to, the thing that your heart wants to do, that you want to say Lashon Hara, that you want to sleep in, that you don't want to learn, that you want to see things that you shouldn't see, you want to say things you shouldn't say. Whatever it is that you're Dvenu Liboy, Hainu Daika Oysai Dover Shaliboy Boyer Bekirboyim Taivas Rois, the very item that your heart really desires to do, but Zetzarachon Lahapach Zeis Lalaysa Kedishrahu, give that to God. And that's how you build your Mishkan. You build your Mishkan by dafka a truma of Asher Yidvenu Libay. Dafka giving to Hashem the very item that you desire. That's how you know what your tafkid is. The avoida of a Jew is to become sensitive and to find our tafkid. Like I said in the beginning, you got to daven. You got to daven to Hashem that we should see our tafkid. But if you, until that point, and until we have Nevi'im who could tell us, the sign of it is, when it comes to positive mitzvahs, is to focus on what you're drawn to. And you got to try things out and experiment and learn chassidus and learn mishnayis. And I don't have to speak to everyone here because we're all pretty open-minded. But the people that are very close-minded and you can't learn this and you can't learn that, they're missing out. Because maybe the tafkid is to learn chassidus. And maybe the tafkid is to learn Breslov and to learn Chabad and all the things that people are all negative about. That might be the tafkid. Try everything and see what you're drawn to. And when it comes to negative averus, it's Asher Yidvenu Libay. The very thing, the nature of a human being is that the thing that you struggle with the most, you just want to avoid. But the answer is, you can't do that. the thing that you struggle with the most, that's a sign that that's your tafkid. And therefore, you have to see, look at your pattern in life and see that if the last 10 years you've been struggling with the same thing and you've gotten older but you haven't become more sophisticated in that area, then that's a sign. That's a sign that you got to work on that. And you shouldn't be embarrassed and you shouldn't be frustrated by it. You shouldn't be frustrated that you're still struggling with the same thing 15 years later. We've all been there where you're like, I'm 30, I'm 40, I'm 25, and I'm struggling with the same thing I was when I was 12. The answer is that shouldn't bother you. Because you should realize that that's your tafkid, and that's what you're going to be struggling with till Admei of Esrim. That's what it's all about. And the reason why you're struggling with the most is because that's what the Yitzhar wants to stop you the most. He'd rather you have everything else except for that. And that's what you have to work on. Bez Hashem, we should all understand our tafkid in life. If we all do what we got to do, then if every Jew fulfills their tafkid, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have no choice but to send Mashiach Tzikeinu. Meher b'yameinu, amen. Okay, shkach.